Welcome back, guys. Happy Friday, DGS. I'm super excited.
Yeah. I'm sitting next to a star.
I
got some talent near me.
Stop.
No, he meant Tony.
I was talking about Tony.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
Trish Gazelle's here.
How about that?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
This is so
DGS.
Fun.
Yeah.
Does anyone say the DGS show?
Yeah, people do on Twitter
like
and
ATM
Facebook.
ATM machine. Yeah, I always think about that. I'm like, I'm going on the DGS show just to be a nerd.
The Dave Glover Show.
This is the first time I've ever been on the air with you. We've been friends for years, but this is cool.
I know. You know, I have a couple family members that listen to you guys more than they listen to me. So,
hi,
Krista.
Well, it should be.
Yeah, Krista and Joel, shout out to my sister and her husband.
Yeah.
Are you Lebanese?
I am.
That explains a lot.
Of? Like, what do you mean?
You're so dark. And,
oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you've never heard me talk about St. Raymond's?
Uh-oh.
You've been to St. Raymond's lunch.
With Hewlett. Hello,
yeah.
John Hewlett.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
The only other Lebanese radio personality
that's
in
right.
St.
That's
lunch.
Right.
Mom and dad?
No, just my dad's parents were from there. So right down the street at Chodon Tucker, there's a church called St. Raymond's. It has the gold dome, and they serve Wednesday lunch.
Oh.
Every Wednesday, the men and the women of the church make lunch, and you can go in like cafeteria style and experience it.
We should all go do that.
It's fun.
Yes.
I haven't done it in
really
10 years.
It really is fun.
Oh, go. You have to go.
And they rape this, put the stuff in the grape leaves.
What are they raping?
I said they raped the stuff.
Tony
they
just like
the
flickered over excited. His face and he let it go.
Yep. Gibby? Is it called Gibby or something?
Kibby.
Kibby?
You're close.
All right.
Yeah.
Mark has a thing about the Middle East.
He's got a thing about the English
somebody's
language.
Somebody's raping somebody all
some,
the time.
One or the other.
And
welcome to
I
the
wish
show.
People could see what he was doing, too.
I know.
It even made it
raping.
Worse.
I wish you could see behind the scenes. Yeah. Sometimes Mark will slip like that, and like I don't know whether or not to jump on it, so I just look at Tony. And I'm like,
Tony
he's going to make
it.
And it's like, he let it pass. He let that one go.
The guys are in there every Wednesday
raping the grape leaves.
All right.
You know those Lebanese.
Yeah, they can.
Wow. Thanks for the invite, guys.
Yeah.
When did you start in radio?
It was 1997. I'm aging myself.
1 year before me.
1 year before Tony. We were in the same building.
We were there together.
The Cole Street that used to be owned by Sinclair. It was Channel 30, The Point, and The River in the same building. Mm-hmm. I worked at Channel 30 for like 6 months. Radio
and
came
97.1. The Rock.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Later, 97.1.
Later on.
It was added, but
mm-hmm.
I started at The Point.
So I used to do overnights on The Point when Jeff, Trish, and Tom was on the air. And so I was there on the air from 2 to 6, and their show started at 6. Jeff Burton, I used to always tell this, Jeff Burton would get there at about 5:15. Trish would get there at 6 when the show started, and I very rarely saw Tom.
It's pretty bad when Burton is the gunner.
I know. Yeah. Tom was on a different schedule. Yeah.
That was a great show. I used to listen to that show.
Yeah, me too.
Absolutely. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thanks. That was fun. That was really fun.
Things
were a lot
was
different.
Very
then.
Different.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
A lot different then.
I came in, you know, that Far Side cartoon where the guy's in hell and he has like a wheelbarrow full of like flaming coal and he's whistling and the demon's like, we're not getting through to that guy. That was me on my first day at Emmis because the day before was like Bloody Friday or whatever when everyone got fired.
Mm.
And I came in and I was just like,
we're going to have fun.
Settle
were you
down.
There for that? Did you
no,
get
was
sad
that
in that?
When Bonneville and Hubbard split?
Yeah.
Or, I mean, Bonneville and Emma split? No.
I don't remember you being in the lobby that day when we
well,
all...
I went to Bonneville.
Okay, so you got...
Because I went to the river.
Yeah.
And
oh,
they went
yeah.
to the point, but
that's
they got...
Right.
Axed
it
anyway.
Was all us point jocks. We all got sat in that lobby over there at Emmis and fired one by one, and ooh, it was bad.
And then you came in.
I came in.
That was your first day?
Yeah.
Oh, that's brutal.
I'm Dave. Hi, everybody.
Hello, fellow air talents.
Yeah. Where is everybody?
Brutal.
Yep.
You want to do a corner?
Sure.
Don't talk about rape.
Okay.
All right.
They're in there every Wednesday.
I'm done. They're just raping those grape leaves.
Let's say it five more times.
Okay. I have a shout out. And it is to my godson, Adam, and his lovely fiance, Kelsey. They're getting married tomorrow at the old cathedral. And he's a good kid. He's a really good kid. Congratulations. We're looking forward to a big time wedding.
Were they pissed off when they heard that Meghan and Harry picked the same day?
No, they were not. They think their celebration will be big enough that it'll overshadow what's going on.
No, no, great is if Meghan Markle's dad went to that one.
I'm sorry, I'm busy.
Really? Yeah. Walking Kelsey down the aisle is Meghan Markle's dad. Also, a shout out to my daughter, who's in town, Beaner's in town, to go to the wedding.
Yeah.
And
do some modeling.
do some modeling. Yeah, like that's going to happen. Nope. And she got me maybe the coolest birthday present I've ever got. It is a solar-powered bird bath.
What's it power?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Is it a fountain?
Yes.
Nice.
Oh. It's a bird bath, and then it's got like flat solar panels, and you put in it with a little fountain with different fountain spouts, if you like.
Ooh.
It's very cool. And we put it out in the backyard last night, and there's been absolutely no sun whatsoever. So she walked by this place. She goes, it's doing nothing. So, but anyway, it's gonna turn around. It's very cool. So thank you to my daughter for that. In this story, Stormy Daniels, performance cut short after drunk man throws wallet in her face. This is a woman that's trying to make a living. She's 39 years old.
She's 39 years old.
She was younger or older?
Older. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I think she looks about 39.
Yeah,
do you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I've lost track of what 39 looks like.
Yeah. I have not seen her with her clothes off, though.
Me either.
What do you want to know? A drunk
how it's
draw it for
not,
us, Mark.
It's not very difficult to find.
If you want, I was going to say.
If you wanna, only.
I'm just saying I haven't
If you want to see her with her clothes off.
Look left, look right. You'll see it. It's there. A drunk patron at Stars Cabaret in Bend threw his wallet at alleged presidential mistress Stormy Daniels in the middle of her much anticipated strip show last night.
So was it a, here, take the whole thing, you're a goddess, or was it like,
I'm sure there was alcohol involved, if I had to guess.
Daniels, a 39-year-old porn star at the center of Trump's administration scandal, was dancing to, what was she dancing to?
Money, 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 money.
Poison.
Pour some
talk dirty to me.
Nope.
Oh, that was
nothing but a good time. Crew.
Every rose has its thorn. Mm.
Oh. What a terrible song.
So it was a slow and.
Why don't you just dance to the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald?
Yes. Emotional.
I'd pay to see that.
She should dance to this.
I'll do it.
That's what she. Here she comes. It's the Phoebe Elephant Walk. 39-year-old Stormy Daniels. She had high heels and a garter on.
That's important to the story.
Yep. She was hit in the face with the wallet. Daniels was not hurt, but she ran off stage.
Sure.
She ran off stage.
Why didn't she strip here? I think she has signed autographs.
She just signed autographs. I believe you had to.
That's crap.
You had to pay. She didn't dance here?
No, you had to pay. I heard. I don't know for sure. You'll have to ask Trish.
Mark's like, I paid $36.
And she signed a book. The man that did this
that why
was
he grew your mustache?
Let go. She did not press charges, which I thought, again,
it's classy.
Trying to make a living. She's 39. She's dancing. He said, I was being wasted. The unnamed. I was being wasted. The patron told police Daniels refused to press charges. Man was let go. Free to walk home. So he didn't have a car. He said, I think. She is a really nice person, the man said.
Aww.
I am extremely sorry.
Oh.
What did he ever say why he threw it?
He was being wasted.
He was being wasted.
He was being wasted.
No, but I didn't.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. He was being wasted.
And
it was happening, Bend, and I feel bad about it because, again, this is a woman. It's a career.
She's 39.
Hey, what about
we,
that?
We mentioned that.
We all know that there's nothing illegal about stripping or being a porn star.
Okay. Mm-mm.
Do you feel like there's something wrong with it?
No.
No.
Mm-mm. Would you be okay if Beaner were a porn star?
No.
So why? There's nothing wrong with it?
There's nothing wrong. I would be upset if...
Think of the bird baths she could buy.
That's right. I would be upset if Beaner got in a radio.
Yeah,
I think
there's Beaner's... There's plenty of legitimate jobs that you would rather your daughter not
exactly.
do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, if she came to me and said, listen, I've decided I'm going to be a porn star, I would not disown
now,
her.
Hold on. It's all... With you, your whole thing is the bottom line is the bottom line.
Bottom line is bottom line.
What if she was making
a good
ton
name for a porn
of money?
Movie.
Yeah.
What if she was a millionaire doing this?
Or I feel
she
like
could
these
go.
Are,
like, he's thinking about it. Oh
yeah,
my gosh.
That's a great question, especially for Mark, because it's weighing his morale versus his love of money.
That's a tough one.
I know.
And it's also up to his daughter to make those decisions. I think it's unfair to ask
Mark those questions. No.
From now on, all questions go to my attorney.
I'm asking for your if you would approve of it as her father. That's a question for you, not
absolutely.
For her.
If is what is it, it if it dip, 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 dip.
Okay.
If it is
every Wednesday those guys are in there just
if it is what she wanted to do and she was happy doing it. And it's legal.
Let me just get to the bottom of it.
It seemed to change.
Would you advise her to do it if she was going to make $5 million a year at it?
No, absolutely not, because money does not equal happiness.
And she could make $5 million doing something else.
And I'm sorry, there's no way you would want to walk in this room knowing that Dave and Tony just watched a movie with your daughter last night.
Absolutely. She came to me...
How'd this come back on us?
You guys are the ones asking if she should do it.
Suddenly we're porn mongers.
But it all comes down to, really, money does not buy happiness. That's saying something for me. I mean, that's a big, big statement coming from me, because you know how much I love money. I love money.
I know. Yeah. That's why.
Almost as much as you love porn.
I think that there's that being a porn star, doing stripping, being a stripper, those are legitimate careers that people can...
What about being hammered?
being wasted.
I am.
All legitimate careers. I watched, Sam Harris, your guy? Yeah. He did a episode with Rashida Jones, and Rashida Jones has done this documentary series called Hot Girls Wanted about girls who get into the amateur porn industry. And basically the fact that we don't think about how this industry is unregulated, the emotional effect it has on them long term. Mm-hmm. So I think those are legitimate careers, but so many people that get into it have no clue what they're doing to themselves, to their reputation, to their mental health. So I would encourage my non-existent daughter to steer clear of that. And I think that's a perfectly legitimate thing to say. I don't think anyone could be like, you're not PC for saying that. I still think it's a valid choice to not pursue that.
Yeah, what she said.